We recently discussed various aspects of Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu Salam Uvad when it comes to Bracha Shinu Tzricha, Hazkar Shem Shamayim Levatala, but one aspect of Baruch Shem Kvod is the Gemara Psachim Adaf Nun Vav Amad Aleph, rooted in Parshas Vayechi, where Reish Lakish says the following: the incident of Yaakov Ubanov, that Yaakovin was about to be Megal Ubanov, the Ketz Hayamin, and Nisalke Menashrina. And Yaakovinu was concerned that Shemachas v'Shalom Yesh b'mitosi psul, just as there was the Yishmael, there was an Esav. Perhaps that was also true of the Shiftei Ka. The Gemara says that Omer lo banav Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They repeated with the Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. When Yaakovinu heard that, the response was Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso le'olam va'ed. So the Gemara says the following, that this was incorporated into a recitation of Kriya Shema, but the Gemara comments that Heichi Navid, that how in fact should we do this? Na'amruhu, in order to incorporate it as part of Kriya Shema, as the other psukim of Shema, how can one do that? After all, La Omer Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, if it is not Kichsava, part of the parsha of Kriya Shema, how can it be recited aloud as the balance of Kriya Shema? But lo lamruhu, in order to ignore it, that certainly cannot be done because Yaakovina did so. So therefore the Gemara says, Hiskinu she'armoso b'chashai. And therefore the practice of reciting this somewhat silently, in order to acknowledge the recitation of Yaakovina, at the same time to distinguish that from the balance of Kriya Shema itself. How is it that one understands this role of Baruch Shem Kavod when it comes to Kriya Shema? Perhaps the simplest understanding is the following, that this is simply a form of divrei shevach. A person is mekabel malchus shemayim, you express yichud Hashem. When you do so, the appropriate response is to be mishabeach, the shem Hashem. And therefore, the role of Baruch Shem Kod Malchus so simply is a form of divrei shevach. For example, when you look at the sugi and yuma and daf lamed zayin, the Gemara quotes the following, the Tanya Rabbi Yomer, the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havogodo Lelokeinu. And the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael that Bishashani Mazkir Shmo Shakadosh Baruch Hu, when I invoke the Shem Hashem, so Havogodo Lelokeinu, you should respond with Divrei Shevach, ascribe greatness to that Shem. And the Gemara in Yuma a little bit earlier on Daf Lamed Heimud Beis says that this is the basis of HaKohanim V'ha'am, that in the course of the Avodah the Kohen Gadol would recite the Shem Amforash, and when you hear the Shem Amforash, it's appropriate to respond with Divrei Shevach. And therefore, the response is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. Divrei Shevach is necessary simply as a response to Hazkara Shem Hashem. And just as this is true when it comes to the Hazkara Shem Amforash of Kohen Gadol, this is also true when it comes to Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. When we are Mekabal Amachu Shamayim, the response is Divrei Shevach. And we pointed out that this no doubt links to the Sugin Brachos and Avchav Aleph when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVogol Alokeinu, when one invokes the Shem Hashem, right, as the Marsha writes, that's a reference to Limud HaTorah, HaVogol Alokeinu, one is obligated again to engage in Divrei Shevach, and hence the source of Birchas HaTorah itself. So perhaps, on the simplest level, the role of Baruch Shem Kavod simply is a form of Divrei Shevach. It would appear this way from the Rambam as well. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema and Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, the Rambam tells you the Misorahi Biyadeinu, the instance of Yaakov Avanav, find in Parshas Vayechi, and the Rambam writes the Fichach Nahogu Kol Yisrael Lomar Shevach She Shevach Bo Yisrael Hazokein Achar Pasuk Zeh. And therefore, it is our practice to recite the same Divrei Shevach that Yaakovinu did as a response to the Shivtei Ka reciting Baruch Shem Kavod. So on the one hand, Baruch Shem Kavod, no doubt, is simply a form of Divrei Shevach. But perhaps one could argue even more that no doubt it is Divrei Shevach, but perhaps one could argue that additionally, it is not simply Divrei Shevach, but rather, perhaps, it is a form of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. If the Kohen Gadol recites the Shem Amforash, and we respond by saying Baruch Shem Kavod, you're right. So that is considered to be Divrei Shevach. However, if the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim, perhaps one could argue as follows, that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is an inherent part of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim itself. If you look in the Levush, the Levush Nehuchos Kriya Shema in Simin Samach Gimel Sivhei, the Levush writes explicitly that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is part of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The Levush writes the following: a person is reciting Kriya Shema, and what happens if Vinenas B'dimdum Shena? And all of a sudden a person starts dozing off to the point that he doesn't have proper Kavanas Alein. The Levush writes that Srichin L'Na'aro U'L'Orero Ad Shikra Pasuk Rishon. You have to go ahead and make sure that he in fact is awake, that he can recite the first pasuk of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, because that requires, right, added kavana. And then Levush continues and writes, "Vinirali shepasuk rishon shehuzker b'chol ha'inyan kolo gam kein imo baruch shem kvod malchus l'mavad." And whenever we find a reference to pasuk rishon, it means the pasuk rishon coupled with baruch shem shehu gam kein b'chlal kabbalah samachu shemayim. So therefore the Levush writes the following chiddush, that whenever you see that there is uniqueness to the pasuk rishon of Kriya Shema, this applies as well to Baruch Shem Kavod. This is a comment that the Bir Halacha discusses at length in Simin Samach Aleph in Sif Yud Gimel, when the Bir Halacha cites this chiddush of Levush, that is considered to be an inherent part of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. To that extent, it is considered to be part of the Kiyum of Kriya Shema itself. Ad kedei kach, that the Mishabur writes the name of the Levush, that Machzir Noso. Just like a person would not be Yotze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without Pasuk Rishon, or without the necessary Kavanah Saleh, the same thing is true when it comes to Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, as present in Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha raises two difficulties. Number one is that very sugya Masechet Daf Nun Vav tells us that even though it was clear that the Chachamim Hiskinu Shaya Omro So Bachashai, the Gemara writes there were those that did not recite Baruch Shem Kavod. And the Gemara comments, Shalom Baratzon Chachamim, Ela Shalom Michu Bahem. The Chachamim were not pleased with this. But nonetheless, the Chacham did not fiercely object. So number one, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Bir Halacha, if you assume that this is ancillary Divrei Shevach, okay, one understands. They're not doing the right thing, but one can understand why lo micha ben Chachamim. But if one would argue that this is indispensable, that it's part of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, to the extent of even B'dieved Machzirin Oso, so therefore, why should we assume lo micha ben Chachamim? This is necessary. This is really the Yikuva. And therefore, the fact that the Gemara writes, Lo Micha Bo Chachamim, perhaps that indicates against the Chiddush of the Levush. And then, the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha cites the Mishnah in the very beginning of the second parak of Brachos. The Mishnah begins that Hayakari B'Torah, V'Igiyazman Mikrim Kivin Libon Yatsa. A person is simply reading through the Parshios of the Torah. And it so happens that it's Man Kriya Shema. So, Im Kivin Libon Yatsa. As long as he has the proper Kavanah Saleh, in fact, he is Yotze. So if you take a look, for example, at the Rashba, in that opening Mishnah, the Rashba points out that there are great Chidushim in that simple line of the Mishnah. A person is just simply reading, right, the Parsha Satorah, and if there is Kavanah, he in fact would be Yotze. The Gemara assumes that Shema Minah Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. Maybe one can be medayik from the Mishnah that Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. The Gemara says not necessarily. Maybe the phrase in the Mishnah, Kim Levi Yotze, does not mean Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, but it means Kavanah Likros. It means that, look, as Rashi and Tosas point out, when a sofer is reading, he will purposely sometimes distort, he'll mispronounce a word, right, based on Mali and Chaser, because he wants to make sure the spelling is proper. So therefore, Im Kiv Libo Yotze means that he directs his heart, right, for the need to articulate, to pronounce the words properly, but doesn't necessarily mean Kavanah Samitzvah. Good, that's what the Gemara writes. But the Rashba writes in that sugya that you see great Chidushim. If a person is reading the Parshios of the Torah, it is Chidush number one, is he's not following the order of Kriya Shema, He will come upon Parsha 3 first, and yet that is the last Parsha of Kriya Shema. And furthermore, there is a significant hefsik, ben ha-parshios. If a sofer is reading through the Sefer Torah, so therefore you're right, he'll read the first Parsha with a significant hefsik of other Pesukei HaTorah, and then come to the second Parsha. apparently you see that that is not considered to be b'di'evad a problem, to be mafsik ben ha-parshios, right? We'll have to discuss, for example, the role of Birchos Kriya Shema, but obviously if you're talking about Hayakara B'Torah, you're not reciting Birchos Kriya Shema. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that you're Yotzei. See, even if the partials are out of order, even if there is a significant hefsek in between, even if there are no brachos, nonetheless, the Rashi writes, apparently you see, b'dievet in fact, you're Yotzei. What the Mishnah Berurah adds in Bir Halacha is the following. And what about Baruch Shem Kavod? Obviously, if it's a case of Korah Lahagia, you're not saying Baruch Shem Kavod. It's not found as Pesukei HaTorah at all. Elamai, then it's not. Li'ikuva, b'di'evet, in fact, one would be yotzei, even if one is missing that divrei shevach. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says that luli demistafina, that have mina gan halavush mod b'zeh. The Mishnah Berurah writes that perhaps even the lavush would in fact be molded. Lavush means to argue that this is part of the kiyum of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim. Right? Using our framework, it's not merely divrei shevach, similar to Shema Farash, but rather it has characteristics of Kriyashma, but not necessarily that it's Li'ikuva. And perhaps again, that Lav Dafka, that emphasis Lavush, as though that it is Me'ikar Hadin Ma'akev, even on a level of B'di'evin. The Magen Avram points out a raya to Lavush. The Magen Avram is found in Simon Samach Aleph, in Sivkotan Yud Aleph, as follows. Because the Mechaber writes, this Mechaber is later, in the beginning of Simen Samach Vav, the difference between Ben HaPrakim and Be'emtza HaPerek when it comes to issues of Hefsik. Right? There the Mechaber discusses what happens if, right, there is a person who you must be Mechabed. What happens if a person greets you? So, when is it appropriate to answer? When is it not appropriate to answer? That's where the Mechaber in Simen Samach Vav goes through those details of Hemsek ben HaParshios, Be'emtza HaParsha. And the Mechaber writes the following. Normally speaking, right, there are times that a person could be mafsik afilu Be'emtza HaPosuk. Be'emtza HaPosuk. However, the Mechaber writes the following. Chutz mi posuk Shema Yisrael, Ubarach Shem Kvod Mochusel Lomvoed, Shlo yafsik behem klal, with the exception of Shema, with the exception of Baruch Shem Kavod, one should not be mafsik at all. Im lo mitnini shara shema yehargenem, unless it's a suffix sakana. See, even though one can be shoal at times ipnei hakavod, meshiv ipnei hakavod, one can be shoal ipnei hayira, but yet when it comes to the essence of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, there a person should only be mafsik if it's really a case of a suffix sakana. That the Magen Avraham points out, the Chor is a riot to Lavush, because the Mechaber not only writes this of Baruch Shem of Shema, but also includes Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso. Apparently, in order to argue that that's true, the Stama like the Lavush, that that is part of the Kiyum of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, so therefore one should not divert his attention, interrupt the act of Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, unless there is a potential sakana, but otherwise one in fact should not do so. And the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot Yud Beis, points out the following chiddush. The language of the Mechaber is Shalo Yafsik Bohem Klal. One should not be mafsik at all. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot Yud Beis, the mashmaos of that statement of the Mechaber, do not be mafsik categorically, is Afilu Lekadish Kedusha Ubaruch Lo Yafsik. Even if you're answering to Dabar Shebekdusha, that should not be done at that particular time. And the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, the Ramaschel Shalo, writes that, why is it so simple that that applies to Baruch Shem Kavod? Minayin lana lahashvoso, le'inyin she'osa lahafsik bo, la'amen ye'eshmei rabbo, u'kedusha baruch hu. Even if one assumes that you can't be mafsik in Kriya Shema, in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, how do you know that you can't be mafsik to answer to Kadosh HaKedusha at the point of Baruch Shem Kavod? After all, does the Mishnah Berurah lechol l'shita say that the Mishnah Berurah's raya is that you can't equate Baruch Shem Kavod with Shema Yisrael, with Ikar Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim? In such a case, of course, l'chadchila, one should not be mafsik. But if a person has a chance to answer to Kadosh HaKedusha, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Mehecha Teisi, that we should assume that one cannot be mafsik as the diuk in the shitas hamachaber. If you look in the Beis Yosef, in that very simon, the Beis Yosef writes that the reason is because shegamhu bichlal hayichud. that we consider Baruch Shem Kol Malchusa to be part of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, an extension of the Pasuk of Kriya Shema, and therefore, right, whatever would apply to Pasuk Rishon applies even to Baruch Shem Kavod, very similar to Levush, that this is not merely Divrei Shevach, but rather part of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim itself. If you look in the Torah, right, in Simen Mem Vav, the Torah writes the following, the practice of Rabbi Yehuda HaFasin, where what happens if one is davening, for example, B'tzibur, and all of a sudden he looks at the clock and realizes that, you know, that there's a good chance that we're not going to make Zman Kriya Shema. I see who they're putting up, right? It's about the daven Pesukei Zimra, it's about the daven Shacharis. That's in such a case, it's going to take some time. So that's the statement of Rabbi Yehuda HaFasin, if a person is such in predicament, so therefore, he should have in mind to be Yotzei Kriya Shema with the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael at the Tchilas HaTfilah, before Baruch Shamar. And Rabbi Yehuda HaFasin writes, and therefore he should additionally recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso La'olam Vaed. Since he's going to be Yotzei, so in such a case, don't only say Shema, but say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso La'olam Vaed. Here, l'chora, one could envision this, right, in a couple of possible ways. One way is what the Beis Yosef writes to explain this view of Rabbi Yochasid is simply in the following. Because if all you say is Shema Yisrael, it has the appearance of Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. After all, if you look in context, we're saying Pamayim B'chol Yom, right? Not that this is what I am doing, being Yosei Kriya Shema, but rather you're just recalling Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. When you say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso, that in fact is an indicator that you're doing so, right, for the purpose of Kriya Shema. So one way of understanding the Rabbi Yehuda HaFasin is just simply following. By saying Baruch Shem Kavod, it kind of just reinforces that your intent in Pasuk Rishon is L'Shem Kriya Shema, as opposed to Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. When we, for example, in Berachas Kriya Shema, say Kadosh and Baruch Hashem Mimkomo, according to most Rishon and Mikra Hadin, that's not a Darash of Kedusha, because we are not doing so, we're just relating what the Malachim do. And therefore, that's called Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. That's normally what we do at the very beginning of Tefillah. Here, if one is going to be out, say one should recite Baruch Shem Kavod. But again, if one assumes, like the Levush and those others, that Baruch Shem Kavod is part of the Kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, so one could argue a step further and maintain that here, the necessity of Rabbi Yehuda HaFasin to recite Baruch Shem Kavod is not merely, right, because otherwise, it's as though it's Sipur Dvar Ba'alma, but perhaps even more inherent, and that is that the Baruch Shem Kavod is part of the Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and therefore, if one is going to be Yotzei, it is necessary, not just simply kind of it directs your Machshavas Aleiv in order to have proper Kavana during Pasuk Rishon itself. It's interesting that the Yahu Rabbah in Simen Samach Gimel in Hilchos Kriya Shema quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, which he writes as a raya to the Levush. This Medrash Tanchum is found in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, but there are two girsos in the Medrash Tanchum. And the Medrash Tanchum writes the following, that Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, Adam Yisro Mal Shikabal of Malchus Shamayim Mahalech. Is it appropriate for a person to Makabal of Malchus Shamayim while he's walking? A person is walking and he realizes, oop, you know, the Zman Kriya Shema is coming. Is it necessary to stand Yama Bimakam? Or can a person continue to walk while in fact he is doing so? So the Lashon of the Midrash Tanchuma, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, his gear says the following, that asur l'kabel of Malchus Shemayim kishum halech, a person should not be makabel of Malchus Shemayim just simply as he casually is walking, ela yamod b'makam echa, but a person should stand still, v'yichaben libo b'shamayim b'eimu v'yira b'reses of Zeah, v'yikra Shema Yisrael, the Achar Kach Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Vaed. That's the Girsa of Medrash Tanchuma, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. Say Shema Yisrael, say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Ba'amida B'makom Echad, and then U'kishemas Ve'ahavta Ratzam Aleich Ratzam Omid. And when you give the balance of the Kriya Shema, that already is up to you. You can stay, or you can continue and walk. No, so that's the Kiddush. That they don't rab writes mufurish and medrash tanchuma. When it comes to amida as opposed to halicha, we argue that baruch shem kavod is similar to the case of kriyashma. If you look in the sefer Rokeach, right, in Hilchos Kriyashma and Simon Shin Chaf, the Sefer Okreach quotes that same Medrash Tanchuma, but telling us the opposite. The Girsa of the Sefer Okreach is the following. Eliyamot Araglav Yikra Kriyashma, stand still, recite Kriyashma, and Hushiyagia Lubaruch Shem Ve'ahavta Yilich Miyad. Right? The Sefer Okreach writes that the opposite is true. Perhaps to an extent, and that also, right, this is going to be relevant to our issue. To what extent is that midine kriyashma? To what extent do we consider it to be part of Kabbalah Salmu Shamayim? Or is it simply considered to be that which is divrei shevach? In fact, if you look in that Sefer Okeach, the Sefer Okeach writes even a further chiddush, and that is the following, that when a person goes ahead and recites kriyashma, you have to pause when you get to, right, a transition. So the Sefer Okeach writes the following, Sarech lahafsik ben Hashem echad lebaruch Hashem kavod. So when you finish the first pasuk, you have to pause before you say baruch Hashem kavod. That's the chiddush that the Sefer Okeach writes. L'chor that Sefer Okeach is mamas l'shitas, it's the same paragraph. Now that we don't equate baruch Hashem kavod with Shema, and therefore one is instructed to be mafsik b'neihem, just pause slightly. And in terms of halicha as opposed to amida, in such an instance, then, right, one would continue walking, even if baruch shem kavod. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Aleph and Sif Yudalid, here the Mechaber writes the following, v'tzarech lahafsik ma'at ben la'olam va'ed v'yahavta. Right, the Mechaber writes, no, you have to pause after baruch shem, before you begin Ve'ahavta. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkat and Lamed Aleph, because Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso is Bechlal Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. And therefore, go immediately from Shema into Baruch Shem without any type of hefsek. So again, perhaps these issues, right, are relevant, right, to our two possibilities. Furthermore, right, if you look just last in Simen Samachay, the Mechaber writes that since Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, so what happens if a person, right, walks into a minyan and they're reciting Kriya Shema? So the Mechaber writes in Samachay Beis, in such an instance, Sarach Likros Imahem Pasuk Rishon. You have to be Makabel O Malchus Shamayim, right, together, right, with the Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot Yud that Sarach Lamar Gam Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Lam Vaed. Not only Shema Yisrael, but Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso should be added as well. One could understand that in two possible ways. One possibility is the following. Look, you were Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, so now you're obligated to give Divrei Shevach. And therefore, right, the same response that you would render in the middle of Kriya Shema, you have to also echo if you are walking into a tzibur that does so. But according to the Lavush, right, further, that no, it's not that you're obligated now simply in that secondary Divrei Shevach, but rather, you have to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim together with the tzibur, and Baruch Shem Kol Malchus was considered to be part of that Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. So two very different possibilities in understanding this role of Baruch Shem Kol Malchus when it comes to Kriya Shema. If you argue that it's Divrei Shevach, then we understand. That's the Gemara in Yuma of Havagol Elokeinu. Right? Simply, Divrei Shevach, you ascribe greatness to the Shem Hashem. Why would one argue that Baruch Shem Kavod is much more than that, that that is considered to be part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim? Why would you argue that that is true? What is this tzad of the Levush? Oh, no doubt, right? Chazal incorporated this, attached it to the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, indicating that apparently, right, thematically it is linked. There's an element of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, but why, in fact, would one argue that this is true? So perhaps this is based on, right, the following idea. If you look in the Malbim, for example, the Malbim is found in Nechemian Perek Tes, right, Pasuk Hey. The Malbim stresses this. When we assume V'yavarech Shem Kavodecha, what exactly does that mean? So the Malbim explains, when we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, how is it that we relate? We cannot relate, the Malbim writes, and this is what Rav Chaim Lezhner elaborates on in Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel in Perek Vav. We can't relate in a direct sense to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What comes to mind is that Gemara in Brachos and Aflam and Gimel, right, that when a person is engaged in tefillah, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Divrei Shevach. How do you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara describes Ahud Nachas Lekam Rabbi Chanina, and instead of limiting HaKel HaGadol HaGibor HaNora, he kept on going on and on and on, praising Hashem. And when he finished, Rabbi Chanina turned to Shliach Tzibur and said, Siyamti Lekula Shvach HaDemare. That's it. That's all you have to say. Right? In addition to Kel Gadol HaNora, he added four other terms. That's it. That's all you could think of. How can you adequately describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, im lav dem yisa Moshe Rabbeinu. If not for the fact that kel gadol gibor v'nora, our psukim in chumash, this is how Moshe Rabbeinu described Kadosh Baruch Hu, we would not be allowed to do so. How can we adequately describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence or yichud Hashem? Well, how is that possible? And the mashal is, you know, the Gemara gives in Brachos Naflam and Gimel is imagine that a king possesses extreme wealth, right, so much zahav, and you praise the king for his kesef, his silver. The Gemara says, hello, gnayulo, that attempt of praise is debasing for the king. And the Ritva writes in that Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, in the name of the Rambam, the Rambam's in Mar Nebuchim. Take a look, the Ritva writes in the Shem HaRambam, that the Gemara does not write that you're debasing the melech because he has so much gold, and you praise him for having less gold. Now the mashal of the Gemara, the Rambam writes is, kesev is zahav. Why? Because the Ritva writes explicitly, kesev is zahav is not a difference in degree, it's a difference in kind. It's not just that quantitatively, Kadosh Baruch Hu has more than you mentioned. It's a different plane. To speak about rachum v'chanun, right, is a different measure, a different quality than a basar v'dam who is rachum v'chanun. So that's why the Rambam writes that the Gemara writes, the mashal of kesef in zav, as opposed to more or less. Therefore, to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, that we cannot do. As we mentioned earlier, Shirim, we require a matir, so to speak. No, we can echo what Moshe Rabbeinu said. No, if this is part of the Torah Hashem, no, obviously that's appropriate. If David HaMelech, right, endowed with Ruach HaKodesh, redacted this and tilled him, so therefore, that's an appropriate way of reciting Pesukei Zimra. That's what the Rambam emphasizes, to recite the Pirkei Shevach of David HaMelech. Not that we on our own, right, are making up ways of doing so. But the essence, of course, right, of this approach is the following. How is it that we can describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, by definition, right, that is considered to be inadequate. How can we be makabel o malchus shamayim in the sense that we emphasize yichud Hashem when we don't even begin to understand the essence of yichud Hashem? The Rashba writes in the Chuas, it's found in Chelek Hei and Siman Nun Beis, that this is kind of true when it comes to every bracha. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, right? In second person, we say Atah, you, as though we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in friendly terms. And then the bracha switches to third person, right? Asher Kiddushon HaMitzvosav, in the more passive, even within the text of the bracha, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you, Atah, and then we say Hashem by name. So, on the one hand, we use a familiar term. On the other hand, we recognize somewhat of a distance by invoking a third person, or a passive, Asher Kiddushanu. The Rashba writes, Chazal obviously, deliberately coined such a nusach in order to demonstrate that type of tension, that even if one, so to speak, feels that level of intimacy, but nonetheless, there's an acknowledged difference. And therefore, the bracha struggles with that. The Lashon Niglin, Lashon Istar, with every bracha that one recites. So the Malbim writes the following chiddush. If that is true, so therefore, how is it that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it that one is mekabel malchus shamayim when one cannot begin to comprehend? Right, as the Rambam writes, lo yediyasu ki yediyasenu. So the Malbim writes that we do so using shame kivodecha. What does that mean? V'yivarchu shame kivodecha, Hashem shebo noda al yedei kivodecha, b'habriya shebarasa al yada nigla kivodcha umachuscha. We can only relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by what He has created, by the result of His creation, not the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather we can relate to Kavod Malchuso. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, right, all of these things, so therefore we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the benefit that we receive. And therefore that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso means that our Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, right, is framed by Shem Kavod Malchuso, the manifestation of the Malchus Hashem, not the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nefesh HaChaim writes, right, Al Pi Kabbalah, he quotes the Zohar that says the following, that Pasuk Rishon of Kriyashma is called Yichuda Ilah. That's the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, the Zohar writes, is called Yichuda Tata. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, that's what we see in this world. The Kvod Malchuso. The Pasuk of Shema is Hashem Echad. That's Mila Dishmayim. Right? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, that is the Yichuda Tata. That's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner expands. So if that's true, then very mistabers, Lavush writes, that Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso, when it comes to Shem HaMforash, no doubt, so that's Divrei Shevach. When it comes to Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, so Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso, that is our act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. You're Makabbalah Malchus Shamayim, and someone will challenge you and say, and what exactly do you mean? How is that manifest? You're not going to be able to describe the essence of, but you're going to be able to describe, right, the Totzos, the Kavod Malchuso. That is part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. And therefore, perhaps Lahalacha, right, it has the Chumras of Kriyashma. Even if one doesn't go as far as the Pashup Shat Nevush to assume that it's Le'ikuvah, right, but nonetheless, the Kiyum is one of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. So perhaps with that in mind, right, it sheds additional light, right, on all the makaros lahalacha of how Chazal equated Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso with the act of Kriya Shema of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim itself. In earlier shiurim, when we discuss aspects of tefillah, right, we've pointed out that tefillah has, right, a certain type of balance. On the one hand, right, there is a tefillah which is kavua, which is fixed and set. And then, using the language of the Mishnah Avos, there's tefillah which is also b'toras tachnunim. And that's what the Mishnah, right, warns us, that not to make tefillah so keva. Tefillah cannot be something which is so fixed and so set that there's no room for personal expression. Tefillah has to balance. And perhaps that also is indicated in the very makoros of tefillah, that tefillah k'neged avos and tefillah k'neged karbanos, the segim brachos and abchavav, that also seems to highlight, right, those two elements. K'neged karbanos seems to indicate that there's a formal structure of avoda, the zmanei hatfila, patterned after, right, avoda. And when it comes, for example, to avos, there we think of tefillah in a more spontaneous, individual way, right, as Tosa says that halavai shis palam kolayam kulo. Tosus writes in Brachos Chavav, as we discussed, the whole possibility of tashlumin is based on not karbanos, there's no tashlume karbanos, but halavai shis palam kolayam kulo. And that's why Tosfos says when it comes like Tfilas Musaf, which is not Bakasim Rachamim, so of course there's no possibility of Tashlumin at all. The Rambam writes that even on a level of Daraisa, right, the formula of Shevach Bakashin Hodah, right, the Rambam writes that's part of the mitzvah Daraisa of Tfilah. The Rambam not only emphasizes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah the mitzvah d'arayis of davening each day, but the Rambam emphasizes that the structure, the formal structure of Shevach Bakash and Hodah, that also is a din, right, d'arayis. We pointed out in earlier shiurim that even though it's clear from the Rambam that's a din d'arayis, that does not necessarily mean that in fact it is li'ikuva. Maybe one could argue it's a din d'arayis, but not always do we assume that a seder, a mitzvah, Daraisa is considered to be Le'ikuva. We pointed out Ezraias, for example, that Magen Avram, the Magen Avram in Simen Kufav and Sifkat Beis, when the Magen Avram deals with the obligation of women in tefillah, that even though women, the Mishnah says, are obligated in tefillah, Right? They're not obligated in Shacharis Menachem Marav. They're obligated in Tefillah Daraisa. And when do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillah Daraisa? The Magen Rebbe uses that phrase of Miyad Baboker Samach L'Netila, that women will recite is a bakasha. A bakasha is considered to be sufficient. Modani is considered to be sufficient. We pointed out the difficulty that Modani does not have Shevach Bakasha and Hodah, but nonetheless, that is not li'ikuva. One could have a Seder HaMitzvah, even though it is not necessarily li'ikuva. We pointed out in Zariah, for example, the Sefer Achinuch in Tav Lamed Gimel, the Gemara says in Brachos Nechavtes, let's assume a person is in a situation where he can't even daven Tefillah Savineinu. So the Gemara says a person should daven a Tefillah Kitzara. A Tefillah Kitzara. What exactly does that accomplish, the Tefillah Kitzara? It certainly doesn't contain Shav Bakash and Hoda. It's just an acknowledgement. I'm being pursued. So a person will be mispalo, Tekadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah Kitzara. But the Sefer HaChinuch is explicit in Tav Lamed and Gimel that Al Yedei Zeh one fulfills the mitzvah d'arais of Tefillah, according to the Rambam. So again, an interesting chiddush. It doesn't contain the formal structure of Shevach Bakash and Hoda, but nonetheless, the mitzvah d'arais is fulfilled. It's not so foreign that one could envision that there is a Seder HaMitzvah, even if the Seder HaMitzvah is not considered to be that which is Lihikuva. On Shabbos, for example, we don't have normal bakashas. If one were to argue that bakasha is mamish li'ikuva, it would be highly unusual that Chazal would institute, right, Shmonesri that does not really have bakashas. That's true. You could have, right, a phrase here and there in Tefillah Shabbos, which is considered to be a bakasha. But if one assumes again that this is never li'ikuva in such an instance, so therefore, in the spirit of Shabbos Siminizok, we understand that Chazal would be kovei Tefillah Shabbos that really is free, generally speaking, from Bakasha. But these are two elements of Tefillah. Bakasha Srachamim, it seems to invoke the concept of Tachnunim. It stresses the spontaneous element of Tefillah. And then you have, right, the Tefillah Kavua, that which is fixed, and that which is said. So the Meshech Chochma writes, without this whole Hakdama, that if you look in the Parshan Targum, it would appear that this is the meaning of the statement of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, in the very end of Perek Mem Ches, says the following, that you're going to receive a double portion, double Yerusha. And then Yaakov Avinu writes the following, with the cherev and with the keshes. So what exactly does that mean? Yaakov Avinu fought with the cherev and the keshes in order to be able to conquer that land. You don't find that that was the case. So Targum writes the following. What is b'charbi u'b'kashti? It means b'tzilosi u'v'va'osi. It means b'tzalosi u'v'va'osi. With my tfilos. B'charbi u'b'kashti. Yaakov Avinu said that I used my arsenal, I used my weapons in order to secure this nachala. The weapons were tfilah. And Targum doesn't simply say tfilah, but rather, right, tzalosom u'v'usom. Tzalosi u'v'osi. And that, the Meshech Chochma writes, seems to parallel Charbi is Tzalosi, Kashti is Va'osi. What exactly does that mean? What's the difference? Tiskabel Tzaloson Uva'osom. What exactly are those differences? That's exactly the point the Meshech Chochma writes. Tzalosi refers to the Seder Tefillah HaKavua. That is referring to the fixed form of Tefillah. Va'osi means the Tachnunim. That's a reference to the Bakashas Rachamim, which is more individual, which is more spontaneous. And Saloson Uvaoson is a reference to these two different kiyumim of Tefillah. And the Meshech Chochma writes that he thinks that there should be differences between them. The Seder HaKavua of Tefillah, there the Meshech Chochma writes, Ein HaKavana Ma'ake. Eret Kavana Salev, it does not necessarily ikuva. Obviously, it's ideal. But nonetheless, the intensity of kavana for a Seder HaKavua, right, is not indispensable. Just like one could argue that, look, if you're doing the act, that's sufficient. That also is true when it comes to the Seder HaTfila HaKavua. When it comes, however, to supplication, right, bakashas rachamim uva'usi, then the Meshech Chachma writes, of course, the ikar is the kavanas aleihem. When it comes to the formal structure, one could argue, so to speak, you did the maisa hamitzvah b'diyeva, there's a kiyama mitzvah. But when you're dealing with that, which is tachanunim, what does tachanunim mean without pirush hamilim? A person will express tachanunim and not understand what he is asking for. So in such a case, that, the Meshech Chachma writes, certainly is considered to be that which is ikuva. The formal structure is a kiyum on its own. Right? The structure of tachanunim, so that is a function, right, of the mispana. Right, Mistaber? And therefore, the Meshech Chachma writes, that's the difference between the cherev as opposed to a keshes. Right? A cherev, the Meshech Chachma writes, objectively, is a lethal weapon. A cherev itself, right, is considered to be the lethal weapon. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet that if Bezin is judging a case of Dinei Nefashos, so obviously they have to determine that, you know, the facts line up. You're saying that Reuven killed Shimon with this instrument. No. So Bezin will have to be omeid that that is a lethal weapon. If it's something which was so flimsy and so on, the Sanhedrin has a right to say that it must be that there are other contributing factors. No, the Rambam writes that that's not true of a cherev. Right? A cherev is a lethal weapon. That if one has in Dinei Shabbos a makah shiyeshbo, right, a makah of a kli mateches, that's considered to be now that which is a suffix sakana. And one would treat it that way, even in terms of issues of pikuach nefesh. That objectively is considered to be, right, a davar hamazik. Certainly that's not true when it comes to the keshes. Right? A keshes is simply a bow. Right? That objectively is quite different from the cherev. Right? The ability of the keshes to effectively damage, right, all depends on, right, the mora hachetz, right? How you pull back. That certainly is clearly a function of, right, the individual. The same bow, right, can be something that causes no damage whatsoever, or it can be lethal, depending on, right, the plethora which, right, you utilize it. So that's the chiddush that the Meshech Chachma writes. That's the difference between the two kiyum in tefila. That the seder hakavua, that is the mashal, is called a cherev, and the bakashas uva'usam, that is comparable to the case of the keshes. That certainly is squarely dependent on the mora hachetz. And these are two different kiyum in tefila, right? That which is highly individual, tachnunim, supplication, as opposed to the seder hakavua, which is based on tamidim, based on the parsha of hakravas hakrabanos. And that perhaps was the meaning of the phrase that Yaakov Avinu says that I was able to secure this nachla, b'charbi v'kashti, meaning with both kiyumim, with both elements of tefillah itself. It's a beautiful mashal that the targum, right, renders, explained meshachacha, and certainly true halacha in terms of the different kiyumim in the mitzvah of tefillah. Okay, let's stop. Let's stop here. Good.